bless you in greetings and that all-powerful blessing and healing name of Jesus. This is James Broadnax, better known to many around the world as Apostle Broadnax. And I am just absolutely excited on this day. James Broadnax, why are you so excited? I am excited about what the Lord Jesus is doing through this miracle working prayer blessing ministry. Yes, the Lord is blessing ordinary people with all kinds of blessings. Blessings of good health, blessings of success, and blessings of prosperity. Yes, beloved child of God, everything you need, everything I need is in the Word of God. You know, Jesus told us in Mark chapter 13 and verse 31, he said, heaven and earth shall pass away. But he said, but my word shall not. You see, the Word of God is going to stand forever. Isaiah penned it like this. Isaiah said, the grass withered and the flower faded, but the word, hallelujah, of our God, it shall stand forever. And then Isaiah told us again in Isaiah 55 and verse 11, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth, says God. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Well, God have sent his word to you today that are listening to the sound of my voice. Psalms 107 and 20 says, God sent his word, and he healed us and delivered us from all destruction. Oh, yes, beloved child of God, that you need is right here in the Word of God. And I want to give you a personal invite to come and worship with us this coming Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. All roads and all streets will be leading right here to the Word of Faith Kingdom Church, 4210 South MacArthur Drive here in the city of Alexandria, Louisiana. Yes, a church that's perfecting and edifying the body of Christ. This is a teaching church, and a teaching church is a learning church. Yes, beloved child of God, listen. God told us in Hosea chapter 4 and verse 6, God said, my people, you must read that. He said, they are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Other words, just don't know my way of doing things. That's what God said. They just don't know. And they destroy because they don't know. And then God said, but there's another group that's in the body of Christ. They know, but they will not do what they know. Other words, they are hearers of the word, but they are not doers of the word. And then God said to that group of people, he said, because thou hast rejected knowledge, God said, I will also reject thee. Listen, beloved child of God, I'm telling you, I know how to help you through prayer. There's a lot of things I don't know how to do. I don't know nothing about mechanic. I don't know how to work on a car. I know how to get a roof put on a house, but I don't know how to get up there and put the shingles on the house. All I'm saying, there's a lot of things that I don't know how to do. But there's two things that I really know how to do. I know how to pray, and I know how to give. And I believe with all of my heart, soul, and mind that on this coming Sunday morning, you, if you just meet me here, your life would never be the same again. Yes, before that service is over, I'm going to pray the prayer of deliverance. I'm going to pray for the sick. I'm going to pray for the suffering. I'm going to pray for you that need a breakthrough. It is the anointing of God that destroys every yoke. It is the anointing of God that lifts every burden. It is the anointing of God that will give you victory in every area of your life. Yes, Sunday morning, 10:30 a.m. Meet me here, and I declare you will be glad you did. But right now, I want to call your attention right here to this word of God on today's broadcast. You know, this is the deal. I have been praying and helping God's people for 36 years now. And I've traveled around this country praying the prayer of faith, prophesying, laying hands, and I have seen God, you see, raise individuals up off of their bed of affliction. I'm so glad that I can, you know, tell you about the miracles that have happened through the ministry of James Broadnax, you see. Thank God for Apostle Paul and his handkerchief. But I can tell you what God is doing through James Broadnax's handkerchief. Thank God for Peter's shadow. But I can tell you what God is doing through James Broadnax's shadow. You know, if you're just talking about Peter's shadow and Paul's handkerchief, you know, it's almost like you saying that God's not doing what he used to do. But what you got to understand, I believe the Bible, Hebrews 13 and 8, see, Jesus the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus told me to tell you, whatever he was doing back then, he's doing right now. He's the same Jesus. Yes, the same Jesus that sat there at the marriage feast in Cana of Galilee. And his mother came and said, they're all out of wine. And pots were sitting there, six of them. He told them to fill the pots with water. And just like that, he turned water into wine. He the same Jesus today in 2023. The same Jesus that the two blind men flagged him down and stopped him in Matthew chapter 9 and said, Son of David, have mercy on us. And Jesus turned to them and said, you know what you want? They said, you know, we want our sight. And Jesus said, I need a corresponding reaction of your faith in so many words. He said, now, do you believe I'm able to do this? That's what Jesus asked them. See, he wanted that corresponding reaction of their faith. And they said, yea, Lord. And then he touched their eyes. But notice, he didn't touch their eyes until he got that corresponding reaction of their faith. And that's what this church is all about. This is a faith-building blessing church. Yes, we help you to move to the next level. We believe that God wants you to succeed. We believe that God wants you to prosper. We believe that God wants you to be that entrepreneur. We believe that God wants you to have more than you have ever had in your life. That's what we believe, because that's what he promised. You see, Jesus said, I come that you have life and that you have it more abundantly. 3 John 2 said, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health even as thy soul prosper. So God wants the child of God to prosper. But Jesus did not touch those blind men until he got a corresponding reaction of their faith. And then he touched them. And the scales fell from their eyes. You see, your miracle happens when you believe. It's one thing for me to believe, for you. But it's a whole nother level when you believe what you believe. That's when the miracle happened. That's when the breakthrough happened. When you believe what you believe. You see, faith, according to Romans 10:17, faith coming by hearing. You see, you got to be at a place that you are hearing that word of faith, that word of blessing, that word of increase. That word of breakthrough. And when you're in a place that you are hearing that kind of word, it changed your mentality. It changed your life. It renews your mind. And then you move off of that street called Stuck Street. You ain't stuck no more. Let me tell you something here. The blessings of the Lord begin to run and overtake you. So all I'm saying is this right here. I can help you if you let me. I tell my partners around the world, I said, now listen, if you won't let me pull you up, I'm not going to let you pull me down. As my grandmother would say, brother, you said a mouthful. I said again, if you don't let me pull you up, I'm not going to let you pull me down. We are teaching the people here, amen, that God is their source. And as long as you depend upon others as your source, you're going to always be like a yo-yo. You're going to be up and down. They have you up and down. But when you learn the word of faith, you learn how to live by faith, you learn how to walk by faith, you learn how to stand on these promises of God right out of the Holy Bible. Let me tell you, can't nobody handle you or mishandle you the way they want to. See, everything change on the inside first. So then it all begins with what you're hearing. It all begins with what you're seeing. Two ways things get into your spirit: through what you're hearing, through what you see, what you gaze upon, what you allow to come into your hearing. And when you allow that word of faith to come into your hearing, and you hear the man of God taking you to the word of God, and you read that Job 36 verse 11, which says, if you obey and serve God, woo, glory to God, hallelujah, you should spend your days in prosperity, in your years in pleasures. See, when you start walking in prosperity, you're going to have some haters. You see, when you start walking in the real blessings of the Lord that make it rich and add no sorrows, you're going to have some haters. But you got to understand that when you know you're walking in God's provision, you're walking in the promises of God, you just email the devil and say, let the haters hate and the backbiters bite, but I ain't coming down. I'm going to stay right here in these promises of God. I'm going to stay right here in this word of God and let this word of God manifest God's blessings in my life. You got to get to somewhere where folks really believe that word of God. They believe that word of blessings. And that's what we believe here at this Word of Faith Kingdom Church. We believe that God wants you to succeed. We believe that God wants you to prosper. We believe that God wants you to be in good health. We believe God wants you debt free. We believe God wants you to owe no man nothing but to love him. You see, we believe that God wants you to be happy. Yes, beloved child of God. Read that Job 36, 11. He said, if you obey and serve him, you spend your days in prosperity. Not a day, but your days. You see, in your years and pleasures, meaning you're happy. You're enjoying life. You're taking vacations. You know, you're not just living from check to check. You're not robbing Peter and dodging Paul. No, you trust God and pay them all. Listen, I got to go. But this coming Sunday morning, it is going to be an outpouring of the Holy Ghost here at the Word of Faith Kingdom Church, 4210 South MacArthur Drive, here in Alexandria, Louisiana. And this is James Broadnax, better known to many as Apostle Broadnax. And hey, I will see you then.
You've been listening to the Word of Faith Kingdom Church broadcast with Pastor James Broadnax. The church is located at 4210 South MacArthur Drive in Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. To correspond with Pastor Broadnax, write to P.O. Box 8781, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71306. Or call 318-427-9255. That's 318-427-9255. And be sure to join us next time for another faith-filled word with Pastor Broadnax on the Word of Faith Kingdom Church broadcast.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina, Alexandria.
Let my